code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
September 12, 2012. For newcomers, I always suggest you make good use of cutting through thematrix.com. There's over 1,000 audios for downloads, and you'll start to understand the system you're born into and how diabolically crazy it is. It's crazy like a fox, of course, because big moneyed people a long time ago got together. They always formed cabals. That's always the way of money and wealthy people. And they decided to direct the world in the proper direction, the direction that they planned that would serve them better. And that means all of us along with it too. And so they planned to take over the world a long time ago. They formed organizations. They even got royal charters to have these organizations granted to them at the Royal Institute for International Affairs and the Council on Foreign Relations, just an American branch of it. And they went ahead to form unions of countries and eventually amalgamate them. And, of course, I've gone through the history of this in the past, going to the archive section at cuttingthroughmedia.com, help yourself find out the big organizations behind it. They're still on the go today. They give you all of your history in school because they write the books. They have the big corporations that write the books for school children. They give them the fake histories. And they also give you all your media as well. So they give you your thoughts and your opinions, and you come to the desired conclusions that they want you to have. Number two, that you're the audience that bring me to you, so you can help me keep going by buying the books and discs at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And to do so, you can, from the U.S. to Canada, you can still use personal checks or international postal money orders, or you can send cash or use PayPal across the world, Western Union, MoneyGram, and PayPal. And remember, straight donations are awfully welcome, because I don't bring on advertisers as guests who sell you things. And I don't have any shares in any companies or corporations selling things as well. Now, as I say, the system you're living through is vastly different. It's all perception management. And I've done articles before about perception management. It's a big thing with neuroscientists. It's the latest term they're using for the guys who fiddle with all of our brains on a mass scale. And it works very, very well. They understand human nature. You've all seen the wildlife programs where they send in the zoologists to study animals and the anthropologists to study tribes and so on. Well, they've done it all with us a long ago. And they're always updating all the news and information and putting it together so that they can manipulate us all on a mass scale much, much better. And it works awfully, awfully well, including your culture industry. That's all a big part of it, because a lot of the stuff that you it's really politically correct for all the changes that you must go through come from the culture industry, even through comedians and comics and movies and so on. That's how easily it is to program the general public. And the general public are really almost like a masked man. Individuality, remember, was really put to the pinnacle with the beginning of the U.S. when it formed its independence from Britain. And it was this time for this new thing. It was a new thing that individuality was a big, big thing. And of course, it was a temporary thing because we're going back into the masked man type thing. We've got parties to vote for now. And the guys at the top of the parties are all selected for you by the Council on Foreign Relations. That's put out by their own historian, Carol Quigley. And it has been that way for a long time. The prime ministers as well in Canada and in Britain and elsewhere in the world have done the same thing for 100 years. That's not bad going. So it doesn't matter about all the minor politicians. They'll do what they're told by the guy at the top. As long as you have the guy at the top and a few of his advisors, because advisors are even more important, because they're the guys that really run the show and write all the speeches. They understand the agenda. They're, you know, they're all members of this big organization. Back with more after this break.
Hey, Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
I think the matrix, and they're talking about the big system you're born into, and it's an old system that was pretty well perfect even when it started, because the big boys at the Royal Institute for International Affairs were causing wars across the world way back in the beginning of the 20th century, even before that, in fact, when they called themselves the Milner Group. They were actually causing wars across Africa in order to send in the British troops, blame the Boers who were in there, send in the British troops and take it all over with diamonds, gold, and all, you see. So they've been at this for an awful long time, and they're still doing it today under the same old guises. Oh, we've been attacked, after they've pushed and pushed and pushed, and then they go in and plunder. And mind you, too, as they're plundering it, the public are paying for all the military expenditure on it, too, by the big banks borrowing money and putting you down as a guarantor to pay it forever and ever and ever. Old system, sort of awfully well. And while this is going on too, we're in the global system, the global society. I mean, it's a new feudal system, according to Quigley. He says this is a new feudal system where the CEOs and corporations are running the world. This already happens. It already has happened. And we're seeing the effects of it now as they all vie for their top dollars. See, the guys at the top are international. They get different education from you, and they are international in their minds. I've gone through Jack Z. Lowe and Jack Satali especially, and Satali's at the United Nations, and he's put up books out on this global system, Winners and Losers in the Coming New World Order, for instance. He mentioned the next boat people will be Americans looking for work across the waters. Because the plan was always to empty the factories over to China. China on behalf of the big corporations. The taxpayer would fund the move, the moving of it all, which we did, in fact. All the countries of the West did this. And even pay for their losses while they were setting up, or their claimed losses. It's not a bad deal, isn't it? And yet none of this is mentioned ever with any politician that comes up for election. None of it is mentioned. You're right back to jobs and welfare and schooling and healthcare. Same old stuff. So you run by an international group, and they formed their own club as well, the G20. And they never mention that either when you vote them in. They never tell you what the next part of the push for the G20 will be and where they're heading with it all. But we know it's for us all, but it's for global government. They like to call it governance, you see. But that's really what it is. And there's winners and losers in the coming New World Order, as Attali says. So we're going through it all now. Now, we know, for instance, that China has had problems with its own steel industry and mining industries, etc. And they're going into a slump because they were ripped off by their own businessmen. It happens everywhere. And we're all interdependent now, apparently, with the corporations. And when they go down, and they're all interdependent, we all go down too, you see. There's an article here that says, Canadian exports collapse, expect plunge in the GDP. China factor, the U.S. recession factor. All major Canadian exports, including energy, autos, agriculture, forest products, and machinery and equipment, collapsed in the latest report. And the Canadian analysts are shocked by the news. Well, I don't believe they're shocked, because if they're the best they've got, what kind of science are they following if they're the best? They're shocked. Didn't see it coming. Nonsense. Anyway, the author says, for my reason, look at the happenings in China, a huge recession in Europe, and even a recession in the U.S. that surprisingly few have even figured out yet. And the Globe and Mail reports sharp trade slowdown set to wall up the GDP. See, Canada now, like Australia, is now, you see, is primarily an exporting country of raw resources. That's lumber, and that's your minerals. You've got lots of mining up where I am, for instance, Sudbury. So we don't really make much at all anymore. It's all done in China by the same corporations that moved over there. So when one goes down, we all go down. And China now has got the world to pick from all its minerals and its iron and its copper and everything else. So of course it was coming. It doesn't take a genius or expert to see that coming down the pike. It's just the high dollar and the global slowdown are crushing Canada's trade-dependent economy. And the latest evidence, the country posted the largest trade deficit in July since Statistics Canada began keeping records in 1971. It wasn't just the scale of the gap, $2.3 billion, that jolted analysts. It's how the economy got there. Well, how would it get there, eh? Free trade. Virtually all major exports fell sharply, including energy, autos, agriculture, forest products, machinery, and equipment. The overall drop was 3.4%, and placed by an even larger 5% decline in exports to the U.S., Canada's largest customer. It's true enough, we cut all the trees down here, and we sent it down to the U.S., and the kiln dried there, and then sent it back up here at four times the price. I mean, that's the deal we've got. At $2 to $3 billion, the trade deficit narrowly eclipses the old mark set in September 2010. Scotiabank's Mr. Holt said the high dollar is most damaging to U.S.-bound exports, which accounted for 72% of all exports in July. So they want, basically, to devalue the dollar, so the guys abroad will see it as more lucrative to buy the stuff here that would be cheaper than. That's how they do it. It's a wang old currency, back and forth. So that's standard kind of news item as far as I'm concerned. And everybody's talking too about what's happened in Libya with the ambassador Chris Stevens being killed, and they've all got their different versions of it. But it says here, it says basic details of the attack on a U.S. diplomatic outpost in Benghazi. Libya remains unknown. U.S. officials say they don't know how Ambassador Chris Stevens died. It's unclear who carried out the attack and whether it was planned beforehand, as the White House suspects. It's interesting, it was all supposedly, this is the story that came out, and then the BBC's damage control by retracting it. But it's basically came out and said that a group had attacked him because they were upset about a film put out by in California. They used Californian actors and so on to do it. Where they dubbed in voices over it and lambasted Muhammad, the Prophet Muhammad. Now, I know who would do that. kind of thing. And why they do it too, that kind of thing. But it's amazing too, all coincides with September the 11th again, isn't it? Just to bring home to the folk that it was supposed to be them that were over there that caused it all on 9/11, that joke, you know. And it's just President Obama paid tribute to Ambassador Chris Stevens, Sean Smith, and two other Americans killed in Benghazi in the meeting with the State Department staff. The film is set to incite the anti-US violence appears to have been made without the full cooperation of its actors, one of whom told Gawker, that's one of the magazines, she was shocked to learn she'd performed in a spoof of Islam. The film was originally not about the Prophet Muhammad, but about someone called Master George. She said the identity of the filmmaker is still unknown. Well, actually, they've got a name, but it's who claims he was a joint Israeli citizen, U.S. Israeli citizen. And Israel's denied that they've got a guy posted as that, so it's somebody using a different name. The outpost in Benghazi was regarded as unguarded by Marines, there's no Marines here, but all full U.S. embassies are. Benghazi post was an interim facility with lesser security. It says Mr. Irani drew fire for attacking the White House response to the crisis in Cairo before news had emerged of Stephen's death in Libya. And it says some things we don't know yet. Who's responsible? A Libya-based extremist group with links to Al-Qaeda, and that Al-Qaeda thing that the CIA started up, has claimed responsibility. And other ones have said no, they haven't. And the Libyan government has pointed fingers at Al-Qaeda. Washington has said nothing. With Libya and Cairo protests coordinated, there's no evidence of that. Well, they'll know at the top who did it and probably paid for it to be done. Because right now it's a tinderbox over there, and they still want to take out Iran. They've got to get it all going to take out Iran. It's still on the list, you see. It's been on the list since the 90s. But it says, was the Benghazi attack part of a protest for Western film perceived as anti-Islamic, or was it planned separately in advance and just to advantage? We don't know. And I'll put up some of the links to this. This one here says about the film, it's called Innocence of Muslims. It's every detail seems to disintegrate under the first light of examination. It says the film was overdubbed. The film apparently isn't or wasn't about Islam at all. The one they were making, somebody put in the voices afterwards. CNN quotes from a statement the news organization says was released on behalf of the 80 cast and crew, members of Innocence of Muslims, although who released the statement and how CNN is sure of its authenticity is unclear. The statement condemns the film and claims the actors were duped. So the entire cast and crew are extremely upset and feel taken advantage of by the producer. So they know who the producer is, obviously. We're 100% not behind this film and are grossly misled about its intent and purpose, the statement says. Shocked to learn about by the drastic rewrites of the script and lies that were told to all involved. We're deeply saddened by the tragedies that have occurred. And it says that Gawker's Adrienne Chen has spoken with an actress in the film. She has no idea the movie was a spoof of Islam, she tells him. It wasn't based on anything to do with religion, she says. None of this makes sense. It's just Cindy Lee Garcia, an actress from Bakersfield, California, had a small role in the Muhammad movie as a woman whose young daughter is given to Muhammad to marry. But in a phone interview this afternoon, Garcia told us she had no idea she was participating in an offensive spoof of the life of Muhammad when she answered the call through the agency last summer and got the part. The script was planned a long time ago, obviously. The script she was given was titled simply Desert Warriors. It was going to be a film based on how things were 2,000 years ago, Garcia said. It wasn't based on anything to do with religion. It was just on how things were run in Egypt. There wasn't anything about Muhammad or Muslims or anything, she says. And it goes on and on. The senior U.S. officials say there's no confirmation on how Stevens died. Anyway, Stevens, as we know, was also sent to Libya in advance before Libya fell or got attacked and all the rest of it. And he was coordinating troops. It says non-lethal troops, whatever that means, on Obama's orders. So he's given finances and so on in the interim government before it actually happened, before they actually had taken over Libya. He was already setting the stage for the transition, as they called it, into the new system in advance. So he was certainly high profile and a pusher and taking chances. And this is what happened. He was picked for the sacrifice. Back with more after this.
Yeah. Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Back, I think the Matrix talking about Mr. Stevens that was killed just recently, and it says here in this other article from the BBC, it says they were reportedly trying to leave the consulate building for a safer location when gunmen launched an intense attack, apparently forcing back security guards. American ambassador and three staff members were killed when gunmen fired rockets in their direction. A living doctor who treated Mr. Stevens in the hospital said he died of severe asphyxiation. So this is from the BBC, so they know how he died. No one said they didn't. Apparently from smoke inhalation with no other injuries, and he tried for 90 minutes to revive him. He was only American brought into the Benghazi Medical Center. So a second U.S. man killed in the attack was named as Sean Smith. Father of two was employed as an information management officer. That's propaganda, you see. Officer on behalf of the U.S. Names of the remaining two victims have not yet been released. And, of course, he was under Hillary Clinton, this is Mr. Stevens, and he was part of this transitional government so that they can get the proper government, the one that the West wants to get in, their own puppets, you say, like they've done everywhere else. So we'll hear more and more about this, and we'll see where it goes, but obviously someone with the movie planned it a long time ago and let it go off at the right time as well, to stir up some anger. But Muslims generally really are not so affected by things that the West would make you believe concerning their religion. And there's more behind this, obviously. Some agency, CIA, who knows, will have a lot more information, or even the Mossad. We have no idea yet. Now, Europe, as we well know, is supposed to be a sinking ship that constantly borrows money from the central bankers, who now run the whole of Europe, and they borrow money from the central bankers and throw it into the black hole to plug the leak in the ship that's sinking, and they never tell the public where the money goes. All they tell them is that you now owe more and more money as debt, and every taxpayer's got more and more added per person to the debt that they now owe. And rather than let the whole thing fall apart, remember, that was one of the biggest things that they said when they created their Office of International Affairs, or for International Affairs, that they would create these blocks of countries. And remember, too, they technically financed as well the Soviet system, which is a block of countries, the same pretty well block they've got now for the euro. And so it didn't really matter who really made the block as long as the big boys were in charge of it themselves. But they also want the Americas to go the same way. And one already under the Gulf or the Pacific Rim region, where Australia and New Zealand goes under China as a dominant partner. This was written a long, long time ago. And Janet says, Germany's top court has blocked the Eurozone's rescue fund, known as the rescue fund, known as the European Stability Mechanism. They keep giving a different name with every loan they throw out there. But the financial markets breathe a sigh of relief. $600 billion Eurozone rescue fund, they've already spent trillions on it, should have been in place by July to replace a temporary European Financial Stability Fund. But have been held up by pending this ruling. More than 37,000 people had signed a petition asking the court to block the European Stability Mechanism and make it subject to referendum, which means the people want their sovereignty back, all the different countries. That call has been rejected, but the court ruled any future increase in the size of the fund or Germany's contributions needs the approval of the German parliament, or by asking the German people. The court also ruled that Germany must ensure a de facto opt-out clause if it felt its interests were not being considered. The Federal Republic of Germany must make it clear that it does not want to be bound to the ESM treaty as a whole if any reservations it might have should prove ineffectual. And so it's a good day for Germany, good for Europe, said Angela Merkel. Debt's good, you see. The borrowing money put everybody into serfdom. It's a good day for Germany, it's a good day for Europe, she says, because she's a total globalist as well. But the market's happy because the European shares rose after the ruling and the euro has reached a four-month high against the dollar, so the big boys can go to town with it at everybody else's expense. Nigel Farage, of course, I put a link up to him tonight too. He's got a little talk on a speech given by Barroso in Barroso's State of the Union address. That's what they've got now with the whole of the Federal Union of the Europe. And Farage answers all his nonsense back with about common sense and humour as always. But it says here that he provided a much-needed dose of reality to the peculiar pontifications of Barroso's State of the Union speech last night. Considered the fanaticism of Europe's ever more concentrated power base, summed up by his interpretation of Barroso's call for a federal union of states. They want to totally do away with your parliaments and just leave a little committee or little office there that used to be your parliament, and that the EU parliament is to be the supreme being, you see, forever. And it says here, a call for a federal union of states. It says, while the nation state should continue to exist, it mustn't have any democratic power. The Englishman goes on to decide or to write to Mario Draghi's unlimited money bazooka. Although we suspect Farage's belief that money doesn't grow on trees will soon come into question day after day. Super Mario as much as implied that he will fight to the last German taxpayer to keep the Mediterranean countries that should never have been in the euro in the first place. But for a sense of just how ludicrous things are becoming in the EU, this clip is important as it reminds us of Monty's monstrous Mario recent statement that nation-state democracy will bring down the European Union. That's what they said to the president of the EU. Farage fears his rumbling facade over a crisis we've gone for a decade, and we can only hope not one way or another. Well, so must be. You see, these guys planned this 100-odd years ago. And there's no way they only give it up. And they're even going ahead, too, with the same thing for the Americas as well. We're always signing agreements with the U.S., Mexico, and a few other countries in Latin America. That's the music coming in. I'll be back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Hey, Fricton. Yes, this is interesting what's happening in the world. But getting back to the EU amalgamation, of course, that intention always was to do away with national sovereignty. I mean, every step since the creation of the boards and committees that got together in 1948 to create this union, but did it in secrecy. And the public were not to be told until the 90s that the whole idea wasn't just an economic and trade agreement, it was to totally integrate all of them. Now it's admitted, now it's pretty well done. But Barroso, the big ex-Maoist, who's a Maoist, who is a communist, and you can actually see videos of him giving speeches as a student years ago. I might have the link here, I don't know, I'll see if I can find it tonight. But Barroso is the head of the EU, and this is he calls for a federation of the EU states. He calls states, not nations, you see. So, he calls Wednesday for the European Union to become a federation of nation states. In a speech to the European Parliament in Strasbourg, France, Barroso outlined his suiting changes to the 27-member bloc, including modifying its treaty with highlighting what he said was a need for countries to share sovereignty. And it says, here are some of the excerpts from Barroso's speech. One, on goal of EU federation, we'll need to move towards a federation of nation states. This is our political horizon. I call for a federation of nation states, not a super state. It says a democratic federation of nation states. How can you, if you do away with your sovereignty, you have no democracy. Especially when a guy is dictating to you, right? A democratic federation of nation states that can tackle our common problems, but all the problems they have now is caused by the European Union itself. This is through the sharing of sovereignty in a way which each country and its citizens are better equipped. getting this federation of nation states will ultimately require a new treaty. If it's already drafted up, they'll probably blow the dust off it and get them to sign it. A deep and genuine economic and monetary union can be started under the current treaties, but can only be completed with a new treaty, he says. And on the position of Greece, I truly believe that we have a chance this autumn to come to the turning point. I've been saying that for over 3 years. If Greece banishes all doubts about its commitment to reform, and if all other countries banish all doubts about their determination to keep Greece in the euro area, we can do it. I believe that if Greece stands by its commitments, meaning all their debts, it should, as a member of the European family, stay in the euro area. We'll all be dead of starvation by the time they finish paying off their debts. On the role of the European Central Bank is set up too. Amazing how, you know, the central banks are completely private enterprises. And they're outside of politics. And they actually draft up their own charters and get the politicians to sign them, agreeing that they should stay private. Sovereign banks. They themselves, the banks, are sovereign. And we think this is normal. So the European Central Bank cannot and will not finance governments. But when monetary policy channels are not working properly, the Commission believes that it's within the mandate of the ECB to take the necessary actions, for instance, in the secondary markets of sovereign debts. Indeed, the ECB has not only the right, but also the duty to restore the integrity of monetary policy. On ECB independence, all actors, that's what they call them, and I really mean all actors, should respect the ECB's independence, the European Central Bank's independence. Now, in European Banking Union, he says, supervision must be able to look everywhere because systemic risk can be anywhere, not just in so-called systematically relevant banks. He goes on to monetary union, and the Commission will publish a blueprint for deepening the economic and monetary union still this autumn. They're going for total amalgamation, deepening the union. They used to call it closer ties. That's all they tell the public. Well, the Prime Minister's off to sign something with the European Common Market, they called it, to create closer ties. So you're sending all your sovereignty away. Our blueprint will identify the tools and instruments and present options for legal drafting that would give effect to them, from policy coordination to fiscal capacity to debt redemption. And where necessary, as in the case of jointly and separately guaranteed public debts, it would identify the treaty changes necessary. Now go again with your history and look at the Royal Institute for International Affairs, CFR, and the Milner Group that preceded it. They morphed into the RIIA, and they talked about setting this whole thing up, how they would con the public over a century, if need be, into a total union, do away with their sovereignty. And they would also use the IMF, which also is a branch, a private branch, belonging to this private organization called the Royal Institute for International Affairs. And they would be the heavy men collecting debts from the countries. And they would tell you how to live or how you couldn't live or what you could eat or you couldn't eat or go into austerity, which is all happening now. But a long, long time ago, you see. Living through a script, you understand. A massive script. And they won't change the script. These guys have been at this for so long. And they also have been behind all the wars we've known since the beginning of the 20th century, even in the late 1800s. So I'll put that link up tonight too. Now, another one too is, I always get a laugh at the psychiatric profession, as they call it, profession. Although they lost all the credence when they threw out a lot of their studies over years over certain types of people, when it became a political issue, and they dropped basically certain diagnoses to do with certain peoples and lost all credence as a science. But anyway, Johnson & Johnson settled a lawsuit in the first day of a trial over claims that its antipsychotic drug Risperdal caused a male plaintiff to grow breast tissue, one of his lawyers told the state judge in Philadelphia. The lawsuit by Aaron Banks, 21, was the first to go to trial on claims that Risperdal caused boys to grow breasts. Another trial on the same claim is set to begin September the 20th in Philadelphia. The terms of settlement are confidential. Steve Scheller, another of Banks' attorneys, said, following the announcement in court today, the case resolved and the client is satisfied. So a big lot of money for it. The lawsuit is one of about 420 claims against J&J and its Janssen units that allege personal injuries caused by Risperdal, the company said in a regulatory filing last month. 103 of the suits involve claims that the drug caused young males to grow breasts, Scheller said. Banks claimed he sustained psychological trauma from the breast growth experienced and while taking the drugs as a child. As a child, he's been children on his psychology from the years 2000. 2000 to 2004, when it wasn't approved for children. It shouldn't be on for adults either. Mind you, adults are changing their genders now, so maybe it's the way it's supposed to go, you see. It's a coincidence. The Food and Drug Administration gave its approval to Risperdal for psychotic orders, including schizophrenia, in 1993. It was later approved for other uses. Theresa Mueller, spokesman in New Brunswick, New Jersey-based Johnson & Johnson, didn't immediately return a phone call for comment. The billions J&J made had a terrible human cost. Bob Hillard, one of the bank's lawyers, said in an email statement, the drug caused female breasts to grow on little boys around the country. Do you think they've been tampering with you deliberately? Do you need to think that? Going back to Charles Galton Down, he said they'd use hormones and everything, medications, stuff in the water and in your food, injections, and literally feminize the male. When it happened, they wouldn't fight the big agenda, which we've been talking about tonight. That's right, how you practice long-term warfare. You must eliminate the potential future guys who are going to come against you. You neutralize them. It's all coincidence, right? The U.S. has been investigating Risperdal sales practice since 2004 through allegations the company marketed the drug for unapproved uses and so on and so on. So that's the start of the lawsuits. There should be more and more coming now, I'm sure. I even read somewhere that some of the boys even lactate it, for goodness sake. You know. And so going through this gender-bending stuff, which is all part of the agenda, British schools put cameras in bathrooms and lockers, it says here. The King's Edward School in Sheffield, teens who go to the toilets are never really alone. Video cameras are inside all 12 bathrooms. Citing findings gathered via Freedom of Information requests, privacy activists Wednesday identified King Egbert as one of more than 200 high schools across Britain that have installed surveillance cameras in bathrooms or locker rooms. Now, a lot of these schools now have been redefined as academies, because the scores are so terrible now, they're redefined as academies. And what used to be high schools, you start at 11 years of age now, not 12. So 11-year-olds onwards are getting photographed in bathrooms here. The group behind the report, Big Brother Watch, said a powerful watchdog is needed to ensure the students' privacy is protected. Well, it will be protected if you take all the cameras out. The report will come as a shock to many parents, said Director Nick Pickles. Schools need to come clean about why they're using the cameras and what's happening to the footage. Well, they sell it abroad. You'll find it all over the place, I'm sure. And for all the paedophiles that are coming up in force, like all the other groups before them, they've got sort of equal status or superior status and the rest. Leslie Bowers, King Egbert's principal, argued that the cameras help keep her students safe. Do you understand this is what they use for everything when they're taking all your privacy away? Is to keep you safe. As a way of safeguarding the children, Bowers said, she favored schools' cameras whose footage is reviewed only if there's suspicion of wrongdoing as useful anti-bullying tools. And she rejected any suggestion that recording captures a student's most intimate activities, saying the cameras monitor just the doors. Really? The cameras are nowhere near the toilet cubicles, she said. A total of 207 high schools across England, Wales, Scotland acknowledged installing cameras in bathrooms and changing rooms, according to Big Brother Watch, which sent Freedom of Information requests to nearly 4,100 schools in May. That's a conservative figure, according to Pickles. Nearly half the schools queried and didn't reply by the deadline. It isn't clear where in the bathrooms all those cameras are being placed, who's watching, or whether any youngsters have been taped in states of undress. Well, I bet, of course they have. So the Information Commissioner's Office, an independent authority in Britain, whose duties include promoting privacy, they actually call the Privacy Commissioner in all the British Commonwealth countries. But it's a guy who has no power. They give us a Privacy Commissioner to always tell us we're losing all our rights and privacy. They can't do anything about it. And this verifies that it says recordings in toilets or changing rooms is legal, but it's recommended that it could be used only in the most exceptional circumstances. By contrast, in the US, use of video cameras in schools is generally not allowed in places where there's a reasonable expectation of privacy, such as bathrooms, locker rooms, according to Justice Department. So it says, why put cameras in the bathrooms in the first place? King Egbert in Sheffield is a relatively large, well-performing school whose glossy websites show modern classrooms lined with flat-screen monitors. Wildern specializes in the performing arts surrounded by suburban neighborhoods and so on and so on. Although knife crime is a problem in urban areas, British high schools aren't blighted by the deadly gun violence that's prompted many U.S. counterparts to install airport security staff. are many pedophiles are up there in high places of business and government and so on. And they definitely get a hold of all this kind of stuff. There's no doubt about that whatsoever. No doubt whatsoever. Anyway, overall, Big Brother watched estimated the British high school students and staff were monitored by more than 100,000 cameras, with 90% of the schools surveyed acknowledging the use of some form of video surveillance. What it's for, too, is to train the children who are going to grow up to the adults that this is the normal. And wherever you go, right down to your home eventually, because it will be in your home, it'll be mandatory, and we'll all have to have them there watching this, you see. That's where they're going with it. Training, you always start with the young and train them. They'll think it's quite natural. And Yahoo's got an article on it too, and I'll put both of them up, and you can read them for yourselves. Another interesting thing too is this world we're going into, remember, is really privately owned. As I mentioned before, the Royal Institute for International Affairs is a private organization that supplies all your top politicians across the world to every country. It runs all the major media across the planet. Private. It's privately owned. You don't vote it in. You have no say in what they do. They advise all governments, meaning they tell governments what to do. And part of the plan was privatizing the world. Because also, lots of their members are all the big corporations, you see. And there, Charles Quigley talks about the new feudal system run by CEOs of corporations. Well, here's another experiment going on, and they're doing it in a few places, not just Honduras. This is Honduras sets the stage for three privately run cities. Investors can begin construction in 6 months on three privately run cities in Honduras. They'll have their own police, laws, government, and tax systems. Now the government has signed a memorandum of agreement approving the project. An international group of investors, I wonder who they are, eh? And government representatives signed the memorandum Tuesday for the project. The subsidy will bring badly needed economic growth to the small central. It's always to help you to take you over, eh? Goodness of them. And that at least one detractor describes as a catastrophe. The project's aim is to strengthen Honduras' weak government and failing infrastructure, overwhelmed by corruption, drug-related crime, and lingering political instability after a 2009 coup. The project has the potential to turn Honduras into an engine of wealth, said Carlos Pineda, president of the Commission for the Promotion of Public-Private Partnerships. Public-private partnerships. That means the public pay for all the debt for everything, and private corporations simply own everything that runs your railways and everything. It can be a development instrument typical, that's what it says, it can be a development instrument typical of the first world country. See, we're privately owned too. Those haven't figured out yet. It's copying the first world countries. We're privately owned. The model cities will have their own judiciary, laws, governments, and police forces. They also will be empowered to sign international agreements on trade and investment and set their own immigration policy. Well, again, that's part of this international free flow for free trade of not just goods but also labor across borders. So here's a prototype for other countries to follow, smaller countries. And so big corporations are behind it, and they'll be watching how it goes to look at all the flaws and then bring it into other countries as well. You have these big cities that China's built down there as well, Latin America, all lying empty. And they're going to move in there, and other places across the world where they've built them, but not just building them for the fun of it. That it's for use down in the future, privately owned. Now the articles do with what we all know, because I've gone through the whole histories years ago on radio about the whole, not just the movie industry, but computer games that were made for the military, and then weaponized even further as they found out more and more and more ways of altering your brainwaves. And they were meant to make you a killer, basically, for the military. And it says, look, this is brand new stuff, eh? So TV computer games can act as triggers for aggression, says new report. How many new reports are you going to have on this for the last 20, 30 years? So it says, engage aggressive thoughts and feelings. Ratings are not substitutes for parents watching, playing, or listening to the media their children use. Well, this how many parents involve their children now, because as Bertrand Russell and others who gave us this culture unit and all that kind of stuff. The true parents, for sure, especially male and female, they said that the state would then bring up the children and give them the new morals and values. That's been done. So there's simply no what it does for these images that you watch, what it does. Back with more after this break.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered Ion and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial-size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now. You can also look for our free trial offer ad at republicbroadcasting.org, RNA drops.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today. Clean out the toxins and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Getting back to the washrooms with the cameras, and it's not just cameras that they're doing, they're actually building new washrooms in universities now. So new gender-neutral washrooms at University of Victoria aimed at transgendered students. Transgendered students, you see. And it says men and women at the University of Victoria can now use the same facilities with the opening of one of Canada's first gender-neutral public washrooms. Two new washrooms in the Student Union building converted to unisex just before the start of the school year, were introduced largely to accommodate the school's population of transgendered students. Many students on campus don't identify as being either male or female, or they have received harassment and discrimination for not appearing to be of the gender of the washroom that they're in, said Emily Rogers, chairwoman of the UVic Student Society. These washrooms increase safety for folks who don't conform to male or female stereotypes. Well, life used to be awfully simple at one time, the formerly male washroom now has an extra large bar around the urinals, where the formerly female washroom is urinal-free. Admittedly, it's still a little gendered, but it's a step in the right direction. Well, some of them still have their attachments. I mean, don't forget it. I mean, I guess you have to have everything there. Converted to a cost of $5,000. The facilities are marked with an image of a toilet, rather than traditional male and female stick figures. They've already garnered attention, not all of it welcome. Then it goes on. And then, of course, there's also this article, pedophiles are given right to challenge being placed on the sex offenders register. So they want the same laws. See, once you start knocking down one pillar, the pantheon, the rest of them all come down, you weaken the whole lot. Understand that? And the pedophiles want to use the same techniques which they're using. They've even sent their own publications that give homosexuals the rights and so on, superior rights. So they're getting it too. This will become normalized because I've said years ago, eventually there won't be such a thing as pedophilia either. So they're given the right to challenge being placed on a sex register. It says thousands of rapists and pedophiles were able to appeal against their inclusion on the sex offender register from today, despite concerns from the NSPCC that they must always be considered a risk. And the politicians were forced to change the law. The Supreme Court ruled 2 years ago that it was a breach of offenders' human rights to be put on the register for life with no review. The government estimates around 1,200 sex offenders could be eligible for review every year. And Home Secretary Theresa May, and she may, well, she may not, said she would make the minimum possible changes to the law to comply with the Supreme Court ruling, but charities have expressed concern that children could be at risk because paedophiles cannot be reformed, and that is a fact. That is a fact. So you understand, we're all going to the dogs, and it was designed this way, order up chaos. He wants to first create the chaos, and from gender bending to everything else, plus the folk definitely are showing signs of all the estrogen that they're getting pumped up with through their food systems and their bottled water, their plastic water, and all their packaged foods that they eat, and canned food that they eat too. And there's definitely physical changes happening in people now. The guys are getting thinner in the shoulders, and sometimes bigger in the hips, and again, I've gone to all this in the past. Go into cuttingthroughthemage.com archive section, and you'll see a lot of articles from the past on what's been happening to us. And again, Charles Galton Darwin said that they use hormones to neutralize opposition, especially in the males, make them more effeminate. Excess hormones would make females actually more masculine, strangely enough, more aggressive for sure. And we see all of that, even by police reports. From Hamish, myself, Ontario, Canada, it's good night to me, your God, or your God's gold.